As we come through June, one of the great gifts of ministry is that it gives us a time to celebrate all of the different ways that we express this ministry. As we gather together in this place, we are being led by our youth group. And so we'll hear testimonies from them. Next Sunday will be our church school Sunday as we celebrate our teachers and give thanks for that ministry. As we gather here today in this place, it is a special opportunity for us to allow these folks to share their testimony. As the youth are before us here this day, if you look at the pictures on the cover of the worship bulletin, it's a reflection of the energy and the spirit and vitality of our youth group and all of the ways that they are experiencing life together in community, a part of an intergenerational church like this, but also as a group that has been doing just mighty and wonderful things throughout the year. And so as we come to the end of the year, it's a time for us to give them an opportunity to share a little bit of their experiences. And this morning we're gonna hear from three people, and that is Jenna Tong, who is a graduating senior getting ready to go to college this next fall. And then one of our youth advisors, Derek Inoue, who was playing drums back there, who is also graduating from UW and getting ready to make his to take his MCATs and apply to medical school. And then one of our co-youth directors, Yoshia Kuramoto, is going to tell you a little bit about his life journey and his adventure that will lead him as a missionary to Germany. And then between that, there'll be music that's going to happen. Ali Sofranos, one of our youth, is going to play the violin. The band will again come up and play and lead us in a song. And then the choir will follow that with a song called Hear My Send Me. And so we pray that you would open up your hearts and spirits as they share with us today. It's not just a time for us to hear their story, but to know that their story is a reflection of our own story. And that as we hear the challenges and changes that have gone on with them, we realize and give thanks for the fact that God has blessed them in that journey. And that we would hear in them as well, I think, the ways that God's Spirit is moving inside of us. So I'm going to invite Jenna to come up to share first.
Hi, my name is Jenna, and I will be giving my testimony today as a member of BYG. So I will be going to UC Santa Barbara in California tomorrow, and I will be majoring in art. I was posed a few questions by the BYG leaders, and I will be answering those today. So they asked me, what BYG moments will I remember the most? And I will definitely be remembering our BYG nights and our church events. They're very fun every year, and I always remember them as a highlight. There's these little things that always happen that make them so special to me. We always make the weirdest possible Italian soda flavors at the BYG booth, which Pat named the One True Youth Booth of Truth Booth. Our favorite is the Mark Special, which, if you don't know, it's the combination of every single flavor that we have, plus extra whipped cream. So that's our favorite. And then also, whenever we make our posters, we have this tradition of giving everyone a marker, no matter what level of talent they're at. And we make the most random possible drawings ever. There's another tradition that me and Malia have. Every year at the Easter breakfast, we crack these huge crates of eggs. And usually we try to find a red one, and we take that as good luck for the year. Unfortunately, we haven't found any in the last couple years, and you can see how that's turned out. Another question I have been asked is, what would I share with other younger BYGers and future youth members? What I would say is, honestly, just have fun. You won't meet any other group so fun to hang out with as our BYG and youth. It's like a sitcom every Sunday, seeing what kind of things everyone will say. And the last question is, what am I thankful and grateful for? And this actually means a lot to me. I'm gonna get really real here for a moment. At the beginning of this school year, it was a really rough time for me, and I was going through a lot of things. At my lowest points, I was even hoping that if it got bad enough, that I would be prepared to start fresh in college by not being too attached to anything I left behind here. But even when none of the BYG or youth knew what I was thinking about, they were just so consistently warm and kind. And they created an environment where I felt part of something whole every Sunday, and I looked forward to coming here. And eventually, in both school and in church, this became the most amazing and most memorable year I've ever had. It's been a while since I can remember feeling so happy with myself and so secure. And I just can't, I wish I could tell each of you how much it's meant to you that you've just been yourselves and made BYG something I look forward to every Sunday. So thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you so much, Jenna and Ali and Yuki. Just listening to that song, I was holding back tears, just really reflecting on these past 4 years, and just a reminder of that song, just be thou my vision, Lord. Just know that in this next step of life that, you know, God will be my vision and he'll be there to support and just guide me with love and encouragement. And yeah, so thank you again. My name is Derek Inoue. I am in my senior year at UW. I will be graduating next week in a public health major. So a little over 4 years ago, I came to visit Seattle for the first time. You know, it was pouring rain, and I've come from Torrance, California, and it's always sunny there, but you know, there's something different about Seattle that I really fell in love with, and here's a few of those things. I immediately fell in love with the nature and just the beauty of this state. Just flying over, just seeing the water and the trees. I've never seen so much green. It was pretty amazing. I fell in love with UW, just walking around, just felt so comfortable and welcome. And especially after visiting Blaine for the first Sunday, I was reminded of it this morning, just as soon as we all greet each other. The first time I saw that, when everyone stands up, goes around the room, hugs each other, welcomes each other, it was just something that I immediately just really admired and still admire to this day, and I'll never forget that first moment, and know that you guys will continue to do that, and that's so awesome. And also, seeing Reverend Derek and knowing that him and Miss Pam would be here really helped in my decision to come here, as well as Asian camp friends and people who I'd met. So through 4 years of college, I've had many challenges, experienced loss, battles with mental health, sadness, but through those things, there are also boundless joys and a lot of memories. Serving in BYG and worship team has allowed me to work with amazing leaders and people and youth, and I was able to connect with them through music, through activities, and just conversation. Working on SPRC and working with people during Sukiyaki and Bazaar was just a unique experience, just to be able to work with, the entire generation of Blaine, and I just really enjoyed each conversation, each moment, whether it was just a hello, exchange of a smile, or, a deep conversation to hear people's stories. I'm just so thankful to be part of such a rich history of the Blaine. And also through these events, I was able to see just how hardworking and dedicated this church is and this community is to not only serve the community of Blaine, but also the local and global community as well. Being away from home, I actually only felt homesick once, and it was just for an hour. My favorite food is ramen, and it was like my second week at UW, and I was just really craving some ramen. I got really sad, but I realized that there's so much food and so many opportunities at UW and in Seattle, and I immediately got over it. And, so being here in Seattle has felt more and more like home, and Blaine has been such a major part of that. There's so many people here that I've been blessed to know, interact with, and learn from. As I return home to Torrance after I graduate, my intention within this next year is to get more experience for med school. And where did my notes go? Out of nervousness, I just deleted my notes, but that's okay. this will be heartfelt for the rest of it, but as I return home, my intention is to get more experience for med school. I'll be doing some research at UCLA with some of Dale's doctors, who you may have heard about, and just to grow and mature. I think in this next year, I really hope to continue to cultivate my faith and just continue to be challenged and grow in the community back home. And I'll be applying for med school next June, and we'll be studying and preparing for that in this next year. In closing, I just want to say a few thank yous. Just first off, to my family, who's not able to be here today, they'll be coming on Wednesday for graduation. Just I want to thank them for just their continued support, their never-ending support, love, and guidance for me. For allowing me to be the person I am and just really give me opportunities to pursue my dreams and just to be a part of UW and the community here in Seattle. I want to thank BYG just for being such an awesome group of kids. As much as I try to impart in you all, you guys teach me something every Sunday, and I'm never going to forget you guys and look forward to the journey that all of you are going to go on. Some of you I've seen in these past 4 years grow up. Some of you guys are almost taller than me, if not taller than me, and it's a little bit scared to come back, and I'm not sure how that's going to be, but I'm really looking forward to just the growth that you guys have in front of you. Thank you so much to the worship team, allowing me to be a part of Sundays, and just playing music and doing something that I love and just praising God together. Thank you to you all, just for letting me be a part of and embracing me and part of such an amazing community, and just for the opportunities that you have here for college students and just for people who are visiting and just for being so warm and welcoming. Thank you to Reverend Derek and Miss Pam for being like my parents here up in Seattle and just for the continuing support. Just thank you so much. And I'm really gonna miss being here in Seattle. My past 4 years have been so rich and full of love. And I know that this community of Seattle is so blessed to have you all serving within it and just being so integrated within the community. Thank you so much, and I'll be back to visit, and we'll definitely be back in Blaine on Sundays when I am here. So thank you so much, and I'll miss all of you, and and just praise God for just the ways that he's worked in my life and in my time here and just through this community of Blaine. Thank you so much, and I love you all.
Thank you so much, Derek, Jenna, Ali, Yuki. Such a special and wonderful blessing to be able to hear one another's stories and how God is present and how God is working in each person's life, talking about church being, youth group being a place of welcome and acceptance, that this church is a place of real community, that you really just come as you are and welcome. And before we hear more testimony, I'd like to invite the congregation, invite you to rise in body or spirit if you're able. We're going to sing this next song, this next worship song. It's called You'll Come. And it speaks about waiting on God's direction. As many of the youth have shared, that in our experiences of coming to church and coming to youth group, God has come and has been present and has changed and moved and transformed us. And the beautiful thing about worship is that even if we're not as familiar with the song, it's okay. If you want to be present, listening, you could do that. That could be your form of worship. If you want to sing, sing out loud. I invite you at this time as we sing, You'll Come. Chains be broken, lives be healed, eyes wide open, Christ is revealed. Let's sing it, church. Chains be broken. Chains be broken. Lives be healed. Eyes be opened. Christ is revealed. Let's sing, I have decided. I have decided. I have resolved to wait upon you, Lord. My rock and redeemer, shield and reward, I'll wait upon you, Lord. As surely as the sun will rise, you'll come to us, certain as the dawn appears. You'll come. Let your glory fall as you respond to us. Spirit rain, a flood into our thirsty hearts again. You'll come, let's sing, we are not shaken, we are not moved.
We are not shaken, we are not moved, we wait upon you, Lord. Mighty deliverer, triumph and truth, we wait upon you, Lord. Surely, surely as the sun will rise, you'll come to us, certain as the dawn appears. You'll come. Let your glory fall as you respond to us. Spirit rain, flood into our thirsty hearts again. You'll come,
all right. We're going to sing Chains Be Broken. Chains be broken. Lives be healed. Eyes be opened. Eyes be opened. Christ is revealed. Let's sing that again. Chains be broken. Chains be broken. Lies be healed. Eyes be opened. Christ is revealed. Let's sing, You'll Come. You'll come. Let Your glory fall as You respond to us. Spirit rain, flood into our thirsty hearts again. You'll come. We're going to sing Chains Be Broken. Chains be broken. Lives be healed. Eyes be opened. Christ is revealed. Sing that tenderly to God. Chains be broken. Chains be broken. Lies be healed. Eyes be opened. Christ is revealed. Oh God, we offer our worship unto You. Open up our hearts, God, as we sing, as we listen. Move us, God, to action. Move us, God, to respond to You, to live for You, to love You. We offer ourselves up to You, O God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. So I have kept the tradition of wearing my Aloha shirt, hoping that this will give me strength as I speak today. Reverend Derek has an Aloha shirt on today too, if y'all didn't notice. But anyways, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Yoshia Kuramoto, and I serve Blaine as the director of BYG along with Lynn Onishi, and it is a blessing to be standing here today, and it is also my honor to have the chance to share a little bit about myself and my story. So I'm a senior studying psychology at Seattle Pacific University, and I'll be graduating this upcoming Saturday on June 9th, right? Okay, cool. So as some of you may already know, later this summer in August, I'll be departing for Germany, and I'll be a missionary through the General Board of Global Ministries, and I'll be working in the area of refugee and immigration ministries, and I'm so excited for this opportunity of service, this opportunity of growth and transformation. My hope is that through this time of sharing my story, you all will have a better sense of who I am. So I'll begin. I grew up in a small rural area called Saga, which is located in Kyushu, the southern island of Japan. My childhood consisted of watching lots and lots of anime, reading lots and lots of manga books, and playing pickup games of baseball in the neighborhood streets. It was absolutely amazing. I loved being a kid in Japan. There were a few things, though, that made my experience of growing up in Japan very different from my peers. My mother is a white American from Washington who moved to Japan as a missionary before meeting my father. This was very rare, especially in the rural parts of Japan. My friends were always fascinated by my mother's blonde hair, her green eyes, and her lovely lasagna. It's pretty good. Yeah. So we spoke English at home, and she would read me books like Harry Potter. So another thing which made me very different from my peers is that my family is Christian. Parents, the struggle must be real to get your kids to Sunday service every week. I was one of those kids. I was embarrassed to tell my friends that I had to go to church when they asked me to hang out on Sundays. And it was a very foreign concept to them. So my life in Japan was a real cross-cultural experience. As I got older, I started to question more and more about my identity. Who am I? Where do I truly belong? I was desperate for a place where I could call home. So I just made the spontaneous decision of moving to Washington, into my grandparents' house in Vancouver. I was 15 years old. And it was truly an exciting time. There were no more uniforms to wear to school. You can chew gum at school. There was prom. It was amazing. High school in America was just a blast. Yeah, I loved it. It was just like Nickelodeon, just like Disney Channel. It was really just a dream come true for me. Having this said, my move here wasn't always easy. I experienced a lot of culture shock with the transitioning process. Oftentimes I felt homesick. I missed my parents. I missed my home. I missed my friends. I missed eating ramen like Derek. I still never really felt like I could fit in here. So I came to realize that it was necessary for me to form a stronger relationship with God. Looking back, I'm so happy and grateful for the decision of moving to the U.S. Because this uncomfortableness of being in a new context has brought me to understand that I need to depend more on God through the harder times in life. So, when I first made my decision to come to Blaine was through an interesting encounter with a man named Pat. There was a bagel shop on campus that we both worked at, and he would clock out right around the time I would come clock in, and our usual interactions kind of went something like, What's up, dude? Something like that. And one day he actually paused before leaving, and he asked me if I went to church. And I told him that I was looking, and he mentioned about Blaine. He explained that it was a Japanese-American church. And I look at him, you know, interesting. So, you know, this white man, 6'3", you know, he had dreads at the time. And I was like, all right, I'm in. My high school was predominantly white, so I never had the opportunity to really be in a space that was majority Japanese American. Coming from Japan, I was very interested in seeing what that would really look like for me. I am very happy that I had that encounter with Pat at the bagel shop because Blaine instantly became a place of comfort for me. People were so kind, they were so welcoming. All of you have become my church family. Blaine has taught me the value of service that is rooted in Christ's love. Has taught me the value of community, grace, what it means to be truly inclusive. It has taught me compassion that reaches out to the outside world that goes beyond just our church walls. It has taught me to pursue justice as a responsible steward out of this earth. So I'm very thankful for that. As I became a frequent goer of Blaine, Pat continued to push me to be more involved. I started helping out for BYG and attended more events outside of just the Sunday worship services. This eventually led me to apply to become a counselor for Asian Camp this past summer. Frankly, I was a bit worried and scared about this new role. I guess I would be a leader, and I felt like this bigger sense of responsibility, and it made me think a lot about the potential impacts I could have on the campers. I'd like to talk a little bit about a story from Asian Camp that was transformative for me. During the time of giving testimonies, one of the 11th grade youth who was part of my growth group shared his story. His story was on his sort of his struggles of his sexual identity and how he came to realize that God loves him for who he is no matter what. What was amazing, I don't cry in public. What was amazing about what happened afterwards was that all the campers, they gathered around him, and they placed their hands on him, they embraced him, and they told him they loved him. It was very powerful. And I'd never witnessed a space that was so full of love. And I had told myself, if this is what the church strives to be, and if this is what God can do through people, then I want to commit to a life of ministry. It's been about 9 months since I've accepted the position of becoming the youth director, and now I'm about to move on to open a new chapter in life. Looking back from my childhood to now, and one thing leading to another, I'm reminded that life is just so interesting. I would never have pictured a few years ago that I would be heading to Germany. Perhaps that is just the way that God communicates to us that life is just that beautiful. I realize that in each decision I made, in each path I chose, God has been there. Because through it all, I have been shaped and molded. I've grown and been transformed. As I move forward in life, I suspect that there will be more surprises, more uncertainties, challenges, and even adversity that awaits me. But I say, bring it on, because I trust that God will remain faithful, as he always has been. Before I close, I'd like to share a quote from a book called Let Your Life Speak by Parker Palmer. I read this in my senior SEM class that I resonate with deeply. So here's how it goes. Some journeys are direct, and some not so much. Some are heroic, and some are fearful and muddled. But every journey, honestly undertaken, stands a chance of taking us towards the place where our deep gladness meets the deep world's deep needs. Thank you for listening.